From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. The U.S. is almost a month into the anthrax attacks, and today FBI Director Robert Mueller made it clear that agents still don't have any clear leads about who sent deadly letters through the mail. NPR's John McChesney reports.
Director Mueller didn't rule out foreign sources of the anthrax attack, but he did say that the anthrax investigation is closely focused on the United States. And he said that despite pursuing more than 1,000 leads and conducting more than 2,000 interviews, the agency is still without a clue concerning the identity of the perpetrator. Even a large reward has not helped.
I will say that we had hoped that the $1 million reward announced by the FBI and the U.S. Postal Service on October 18th would encourage many more of our fellow citizens to step forward with important information. And so far, we have not received as many tips or leads under that program as we would like.
Mueller asked the American people to look closely at the letters that have been widely published and are available for viewing on the FBI website. The hope is that someone will recognize peculiarities in the handwriting or the style of the letters, characteristics they could connect with someone they know. Mueller also appealed to those who know people who work with anthrax, in universities or state veterinary laboratories, for example, to be on the lookout.
If you know that if somebody is doing different things with anthrax than they should be, and anthrax is studied in places, if you believe that persons are doing something with anthrax, you may be in the medical profession, you may be in some other profession that has something to do with anthrax, and it's somewhat suspicious, we're asking you to let us know.
Finally, Mueller said, still the strongest evidence the FBI has is the origination point of all three anthrax letters, Trenton, New Jersey.
The thrust of the investigation is where those letters were mailed and trying to track back from those mailboxes to the individual who is responsible for putting those letters with the anthrax into those mailboxes in Trenton.
There is precedent in American criminal investigations for all this. The case of the Unabomber, Theodore Kaczynski, who sent 16 bombs through the U.S. mail and eluded the FBI for 18 years. Kaczynski killed three people and injured another 29. Stephen Fracero was a U.S. attorney who worked with the Unabomber task force for 5 years. Fracero says the Unabomber investigation makes it clear that the FBI will not find it easy to backtrack letters mailed through the U.S. Postal Service.
They are very difficult to track. Every conceivable attempt was made to trace back and determine where things were mailed from.
Not one of those efforts was successful, partly because Kaczynski was very careful about the way he used the mail.
Mr. Kaczynski thought long and hard and took extraordinary measures to confuse and disguise the mailing patterns.
Those efforts included traveling and mailing from a variety of cities, none of which was close to Kaczynski's isolated shack in Montana. So, Stephen Fracero says, while the anthrax letters may have been mailed in Trenton, it doesn't mean that the person who mailed them lives in or around Trenton. In the end, it was the publication of the Unabomber Manifesto that brought Kaczynski down. His brother David saw it in the Washington Post and recognized similarities to other things his brother had written. Meanwhile, there are reports of letters possibly containing anthrax spores in India and Pakistan. Pakistan's largest newspaper evacuated some of its editorial offices after a letter initially tested positive for anthrax. And in India, a Western state health official said that powder found in an envelope in a government office tested positive in a preliminary examination. Further tests will be run, the official said. John McChesney, NPR News, Washington.